Hello and welcome to our PM Health Products Wednesday Consumer Education Conference Calls. We get together every Wednesday night to talk about different health products and health concerns. And so thank you everyone for taking time out of your schedules to be with us. My name is Amy and I'm going to be providing some information to you tonight, and we also have with us David Sandoval, who's one of the owners and founders of PM Health Products. David, are you with us?
I am, and thank you for joining us. I know that tonight, I think, is a very important call. The subject matter is about super male formula, yet the subject of the call, the product we're focusing on, is super male formula, but the subject of the call is how super male formula is actually good for women. Now, Amy was highly motivated to have this call. And I would like to ask her, if you don't mind, Amy, what is it that that compelled you to encourage me? And I completely agree with having this call. I love this call. But what was it that initially compelled you to want this call?
Well, the product is so amazing. And the more that I read about the product and researched about the product when it was the product of the month in July, the more I realized this product is not just for men, as the title says, super male formula. It's actually a product that the name is a little bit confusing. It's equally as beneficial to women as it is for men, and hence we've actually tossed around maybe we need to change the name to something like super life formula or super aging or anti-aging formula, because it is such an amazing product that can benefit both men and especially women.
And I know you told me that oftentimes you would, you know, hear Dr. Wofield or myself recommend this to women, and you'd always have a quizzical, you know, look, but didn't really have the time to investigate why. And, you know, I think that you've actually compiled a top list now of why Super Male Formula might actually be better off called Super Life Formula, or I was thinking Super Youth Formula.
Oh, I like that, Super Youth Formula. Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, I'd hear you and our naturopathic Dr. Michael recommend this to women. I thought, this is crazy. What are they talking about? Until I really got in and researched the product. And I know that's what so many women, you know, think about. They're like, I'm not going to put something in my body called super male formula. But I think we all forget, as women, we have testosterone as well. Testosterone is the male hormone. You normally think about it for male sex drive and for men building muscles and working out and athletic performance and things like that. But testosterone is something that women, we need every bit as much as men do. Wouldn't you say, Dave?
Yeah, I think that it is equally as important, but because it's not the dominant hormone, we think that we don't need it. Women shouldn't use it at all, correct?
Exactly. It's something that just is out of our consciousness. Women just don't think about it. But as I was doing some reading, I was just blown away by this information, and I'm the first thing I do tomorrow is I'm going to order this product and get it to my mom, who is in her late 60s, because it has such amazing, you know, benefits for women in that age bracket, but also of all age brackets, people my age, people in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and on up can definitely benefit from this product. And
what is the number one reason? You were to just say, if someone said, what's the number one reason a woman should take this product, what would be the first thing you say?
Well, probably the most common thing that would pop up would be sexual dysfunction, although that may not ultimately be the most important reason, but as...
What triggers that? What triggers the increased desire, if you would?
Well, it is the hormone. It is the balance of hormone. It is testosterone driving that sexual desire. But the lack of sexual desire doesn't just mean that you don't want sex, or maybe you're having a problem with your partner or whatever. It actually indicates a level of health in your body. Because our body, we are made to procreate, we are made, you know, to desire sex. And when that's not happening, something else is going wrong in the body. And so when our hormones are in balance, that desire will come back. But, again, there's so many other things that just not having to do, you know, with sex,
Well, let's just explain though that why is it though that women get a reduced sex drive as they get older?
Well, women in their 20s, that's when you are producing the most testosterone. Also, if you think about it, over the years, that is when most women were bearing children, meaning they needed a desire to have sex to bear children. And so we have the highest testosterone level in our early 20s, and then it starts a pretty significant decline. By the time we hit our 40s, we're producing less than half of what we were producing in our 20s. Now, what research has found is that testosterone, again, is not just dealing with sex. It is that feel-good hormone. It gives you a sense of well-being. When you're in your 20s, you think you can conquer the world, and it may not just be about being young and maybe stupid. it may be because you have this plentiful balance of hormones. You have this get up and go in your step. You can, I mean, I don't condone this, but you can stay out all night and then you can get up the next day. I mean, or you can function the next day kind of thing, because you have this great sense of well-being. You have energy and you have just this bounce in your step, this get up and go.
And so what you're saying is that the overall feeling good about yourself, and when you talk to women who are, you know, having trouble in their sex lives, they say, you know, I don't feel good about myself, so how could I feel good about being with someone else?
Exactly.
And so you're saying that the sexual thing, this isn't like an aphrodisiac. That's not what we're saying. We're saying it makes you feel better about yourself because you're healthier inside. Your body has that youthful feeling, that zest for life, and the term sex or the desire for sex just happens to be a side effect that comes with that zest for life. And so I'm really glad you clarified that. I think that people might get the wrong impression.
Yeah, absolutely. Aphrodisiac, no, we're not talking about that whatsoever. We're talking about, like you said, a general state
of
well-being, improving your mood, improving, like you said, your self-esteem, the way you feel about yourself. And also, I just wanted to point out that so many women these days in their 20s and their 30s, they're going on some type of birth control because we have careers, we're busy, you know, women aren't having children in their early 20s like they were, you know, 20 or 30 years ago. People are waiting until their mid-30s, even their 40s, to conceive and have children. And so we're going on these birth control, we're putting these artificial things in our body to stop our hormone production so we can't get pregnant. But what that does is that kills the testosterone. And so it absolutely stops the production of testosterone when we're on these artificial hormones, when we're on this birth control or estrogen therapy.
So birth control works in two ways, you're saying.
Right, exactly. I think the stopping of desire is a negative side effect, unfortunately. It's not necessarily designed to work that way. But so what's happening is young women, like never before, because more and more and more, you know, in the 80s and 90s and now in, you know, presently, people are getting on birth control younger and younger and younger. And so our hormones are getting out of balance younger and younger and younger. And so some other more health-related things that the testosterone are keeping your testosterone in natural balance. And again, let's just go back. The super male formula, we talked about it on the call where it was more male-related, was that this is a testosterone-balancing formula from very natural herbal ingredients that have been tested for time, have been used for centuries and centuries, and so we're just bringing it, you know, we're full circle, we're bringing it around, you know, back again and now talking about how the natural testosterone-balancing factors can be so beneficial for women, you know, as well as men.
I think what Amy's saying is that to get all of the background information on the product itself as far as ingredients, their history, and the botany, botanical aspects, listen to our previous call on Supermale Formula. This is just to expand upon that to tell you the benefits for women.
Yes, thank you for clarifying that. but so anyway, let's go on and talk about like how this can work in like an anti-aging regimen. I mean, we all want to have sexual desire. We all want to be in a good mood, of course. But let's talk
about
how.
What about MTH?
I'm sorry.
If I could, you know, what really turns me on about this product is the fact that it can help our bodies use unutilized HGH. It doesn't provide HGH. It stimulates your body's HGH because most of us only use about half of the HGH that is potential over our lifetime. And this is a food that helps you to increase the efficiency of the HGH in your body. And so as an anti-aging formula, that is, you know, obviously a very obvious benefit from Supermeal formula.
Definitely, definitely. So again, that's the HGH is that human growth hormone that helps you feel young again. So the Supermeal for Women obviously does that, but it can also help with things like hormone deficient cancers. There are many cancers that are caused when your hormones are lacking or out of balance. Breast cancer is one of them. That's why the rate of breast cancer increases so dramatically once a woman hits the perimenopause or the menopause or postmenopausal state is because they've dropped those hormone levels. Those hormone levels weren't where they were or where they were once at, and so cancer levels then are starting to increase, studies have shown.
Definitely. There's a terminology that we call pineal pause, and pineal pause is like menopause. It's like andropause, but it's actually the parent of them, and perimenopause is because pineal pause is that time in life when all of the hormones in your body become reduced. Even things like, you know, we recommend the cherry because the hormone, melatonin becomes reduced as we age. And so this whole thing, this, you know, what women experience called menopause, well, everything as they age experience that. And it's when the pineal glands and the other organs become less efficient and start producing fewer of the hormones. And Amy, you were brilliant earlier when you stated this is nature's way of providing the maximum benefit to the young who are supposed to be strong, and they're not as smart, and they say that youth is wasted on the young. They need to be strong and feel like they could conquer the world because they don't yet have the wisdom to be efficient in their actions. And then nature then compensates. It gives you wisdom, and it takes away hormones. What we want to give you, that whole thing is, if I knew then what I knew now, if you had the wisdom and the youth, and Amy, tell me if I'm wrong, is that not what we want for everybody?
That's what we're saying, and that's what, if we can naturally induce this hormonal production in the body, you're going to get both. You're going to get that youthful vigor with the wisdom that you already have, and that's a really awesome combination. And
you're
also going
to... We could call it the you could have it all, or the you could have your cake and eat it too formula, maybe.
Exactly, exactly. But also, you're protecting yourself too, because, like as we talked about, the protection from cancer, protection from heart disease. As we know, heart disease, heart attacks, is the number one killer of women, and so testosterone protects the heart. It's an anabolic steroid. Our heart is a muscle, so it helps support muscles and. The studies have shown, the research has shown, the data from the hospitals where the women go in that have had heart attacks, it shows that they most often have occurred when the woman is older and that your hormones have significantly dropped.
Wow, that's amazing. And, please finish.
Oh, no, I mean, just on another subject. So we talked about, we hit on cancer, we hit on heart disease. Let's talk about osteoporosis. We know osteoporosis is something that affects, again, older women, women hitting in their 40s and 50s. You know, they're going in for that test. They're checking their bone density all the time. We know women in their 60s, 70s, and 80s, they're scared to death they're going to fall and break a hip, and then that's almost like their whole life changes.
Yes,
once
no.
a hip fracture has occurred. I have personal experience with that. That happened to my grandmother. Her whole entire life changed. And it was just downhill from there after a hip fracture. So testosterone
can... It's a very real fear. And obviously there is a connection between testosterone and hip fractures, isn't there?
Well, yes, because testosterone protects the skeletal system. It keeps the bones strong, and it stops osteoporosis. And again, it's like a cycle. When you can build muscles and your muscles are pulling against your bones, it keeps your bones dense. Once your muscles are gone, nothing's pulling against those bones, you're going to lose that bone density. So we talked on our osteoporosis battle plan, do some weight-bearing exercise. Get your hands above your head. Use your muscles, build the muscles, they'll pull on the bones, they will create bone density. But if you have no strength, you can't do that. If all your muscles are gone, you don't have the energy to do any weight-bearing exercises. So add some of this, get this testosterone going again, get some muscle strength, get some energy, do some exercises, build the bones. It's all a cycle here.
That is brilliant information. You did a fantastic job compiling that, and I want to just give a quick disclaimer that Amy and I are not doctors. We don't profess to give medical advice or to advise you that we can cure your body. What we do, however, is we care about prevention. We believe that prevention is the better part of keeping yourself, you know, living a long life free from disease. And we are nothing more than we share information with you. We share information with you that we gather and that we believe is pertinent in your life. But we always advise you to, you know, to listen to your doctor, to advise your doctor before you change your medications. But at the same time, remember that you are your own doctor, and Hippocrates, the father of medicine, said, let food be your medicine. And so with that in mind, we believe that food and herbs are the first option and that surgery and drugs have to be the last option. We'll continue to believe that. We'll continue to educate those who agree with us and have no problem with those who disagree. We're only here for those who need us, who want us, and we'll continue to be here as long as you want us to be.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, check out this next piece of information that I read when I was researching, that testosterone actually protects the brain, and that Alzheimer's disease is not seen in older women that have a full complement of hormones. When they run hormone panels on older women that don't have signs of Alzheimer's or dementia, they have a full and they have a good imbalanced hormone panel. When they're running tests on women that do have Alzheimer's disease, their hormones are just not there or severely lacking. So that is another extremely motivating factor. You know, there's a lot of things we can do to protect our bodies. We can exercise. You know, we eat right. We do a lot of things. But if we don't have our mind, I know I have some personal experience. I've seen my grandmother go down that hill, and it's very painful. So if we can do anything to protect our, you know, our bodies and our minds, this is a really wonderful thing to add into your nutritional regimen.
Absolutely. Now, on the same subject then, Amy, I know that you compiled a short list of products you would like me to explain that are complementary because they also are phytoestrogenic. Now, do you want me to explain, or would you like to explain what we mean by phytoestrogenic?
Why don't you go ahead and explain that? I'll tell you my little bit, and I'm sure you can expand upon it. Phyto means plant. What I think it means is it means like natural sources of estrogen, but from plants, whereas a lot of hormone replacement, it actually comes from like animal urine. I believe it comes from mare urine. I believe, correct me if I'm wrong there.
You're absolutely correct.
I'm not really that excited about putting horse pee into my body. And so you can use these things called phytoestrogens to help your body stimulate your own production of these instead of having to take the synthetic.
Exactly. And I think what I like best about phytoestrogens is your body has a choice of how they formulate the estrogen. It isn't like putting, It isn't like saying, okay, we have three of these and two of these and one of those. I want them balanced. Let's put two of these and one of those in, and then we'll have three of each, right? It isn't like that. Your body decides how much you need. It isn't some scientist guessing, and your body creates the one it needs. And so phytoestrogens are just that. They are nothing more than plant chemistry that becomes body chemistry, just like everything else that we've been teaching you.
Absolutely. And just one quick digression here is, did you know that testosterone is actually the precursor of estrogen? So
exactly. That's why the body could create what it needs if you give it testosterone.
Exactly. Exactly. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt there. But I know you want.
That's my favorite fact. That's the one I've been telling people forever, and nobody ever believes me. So I'm glad that you said it, because I wasn't going to throw it out there again.
Well, let's talk real quick about those complementary products, those phytoestrogenic products. I know one would be greens. Any type of green food. You can shed some light on that. Flaxseed is another, as well as the coconut oil.
Well, let's take green foods first, because we are a green food company. I am the author of the Green Food Bible. Originally we put out the healing miracle of green food. So one of the amazing things about green plants is that they are phytoestrogenic. They have small amounts of valuable plant lipids, which are fats, but more importantly, they have very lightweight proteins, lightweight vegetable protein, and these grass juice factors that were discovered in the early 30s by Schnabel and Kohler, which describe how, cows in the wintertime would suffer greatly. And then in the springtime, with fresh green grass, would have far greater health across the board, giving healthier babies, healthier milk. And they said that one of the reasons is because, of course, of those hormones. And so green foods are phytoestrogenic. They help balance hormones. They help keep you healthy. Even in the wintertime, they can make you feel like a spring chicken, if that doesn't sound too much like a pit. But that is what Kohler and Schnabel discovered, two brilliant scientists for the U.S. Department of Agriculture. So green foods are phytoestrogenic. And we have a dear friend, Betty Kamen, who's ducked in on this subject. Now, she's written over 100 books on nutrition. She's in her mid-90s, so my guess is we should listen.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, she wrote a whole book just about greens and the phytoestrogenic properties of those, and so that's a great book, great information that everybody needs to check out.
Now, the next thing on your list that you wanted me to cover was coconut oil. Now, I think that you can attest, because you have so many girlfriends who have actually used this during pregnancies, people who have used it and other, to help regulate and have normalized their menstrual cycle, not by eating it, not by cooking with it or by putting it in a smoothie, but actually by rubbing it on their skin and getting the transdermal phytoestrogenic effect. Would you agree with me that this is something that we have gotten some testimonials about? And, of course, there's so much science in all of the books about coconut oil, stress this phytoestrogenic effect.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we've talked about coconut oil, in relation to the thyroid gland, like on coconut oil calls before, and we all know that thyroid and hormone, it's all related. But yes, absolutely, there's many references on the internet about coconut oil and helping balance, balancing of the hormones. It's transdermal effect. It can be absorbed through the skin very readily. And absolutely.
Why is that important that you could put it on the skin, though? Why not just take it in your mouth?
Well, because you can put it near the areas of your ovaries. You can rub it on your stomach area, or you can rub it on your throat area, and so it can be transdermally, again, absorbed through the skin, right there into the blood vessels, right near, where those hormone-secreting glands, and organs are.
That is very true. And but before the show, you were telling me that you could take more that way. Like, you're limited to a tablespoon or so, eating it, but by rubbing it on, you could actually use, more than you typically would simply by eating it. And finally, flax seeds. Now, I don't have to go into a lot of science here, because Everybody knows that flaxseed oil has been one of those things they've always recommended, and nobody really understood why. But the reason why is because these specific lipids, these omega-3 fatty acids, the type of fatty acid chains that they contain, are actually converted into hormones. They're like the raw material for hormones, and I think that that's pretty amazing. And, of course, we always recommend that you have the whole flaxseed and not just the flaxseed oil, because Amy talked about breast cancer, and the outer part of flaxseed, the shell of a flaxseed, is one of the top inhibitors of breast cancer. And it also has its own phytoestrogenic effect, and it is called lignan. And so both the lignan and the oil are highly important. And just a little bit of lignan they put into the pressed oil is not nearly as much as you would get by getting the entire seed. And lastly, to protect the heart, the soluble portion of flaxseed is one of the greatest cholesterol-controlling foods that exist on the planet. So those are three foods, ladies. The Supermale formula, your greens, the coconut oil, and your flaxseed that can help you completely sail through that time of life that many people find very, very uncomfortable, to avoid the myriad of diseases that might be associated with estrogen deficient, with testosterone deficiencies, and with hormone imbalances altogether. And you could do this through food. You could do it through plants. You could do it through herbs. Most importantly, you could do it with the help of Purium Health Products. And so, Amy, that's really my final word. And I want to thank you for being with us tonight and invite you to add some of your final words as well.
Well, I have a little self-quiz that I wanted to put out there. It'll just take a moment, that I found really, really interesting. And it said, go through this little list, and if you answer yes to four of these things that I'm going to read out, that you should definitely explore hormone balancing techniques. One is, or if you answer yes to question one or question two, you should definitely explore this. Number one, do you have a decreased sex drive? Number two, are you having less strong orgasms? Number three, are you lacking energy? Number four, has your strength and endurance decreased? Number five, have you lost any height? Like, my grandmother shrunk 3 or 4 inches in her last years of life. Have you experienced decreased enjoyment of life? Number seven, are you sad or are you grumpy a lot of the time? Number eight, have your ability to play sports or athletics deteriorated? Even your balance, has your balance deteriorated? Number nine, are you falling asleep after dinner frequently? And number 10, are you experiencing decreased work performance? If you answered yes in your mind to four of those, or if you answered yes to number one and number two, decrease in sex drive, or not experiencing or experiencing less strong orgasm, you definitely need to consider or explore trying this. And we want to extend, because we believe so wholeheartedly in this product that it will benefit you, we wanted to extend a little special. If you buy one bottle of the Supermale formula, we will give you a second bottle at half price. So again, one bottle of the Supermale formula. I'm so sorry. we will give you the second bottle at half price. So that was a special that we ran in July, and because we didn't have a chance to get this call up there in July, we wanted to offer it again for those of you that were interested and were kind of leery of purchasing it before you knew all the great benefits that women could experience. So again, if you want to try it now, we've got a special just running through the end of the business day on Friday. They buy one bottle of Supermale and get the second bottle at half price.
Well, as long as we're on the subject of sex, I wanted to say that with the money you save on Supermale formula, buy a bottle of coconut oil, because I know that don't laugh at me, Amy. I'm serious about this, because when women start to go through menopause, their vaginal dryness reduces their sexual pleasure dramatically. Coconut oil, when used as a marital aid, not only creates transdermal absorption of the hormones in the uterus, you know, which is one of the areas that we want applied or near that area. And so it will increase, it'll immediately work to help increase sexual pleasure even before the transdermal effect or the hormone balancing has occurred. And that is very real. You know that that's an honest assessment. And that's only a $10 bottle of coconut oil. So I just want to encourage people to know that, you know, this is, the coconut oil is a polyfunctional product. It could be used in the kitchen. I put it in my bath. And, of course, for those who find it necessary, it is a tremendous marital aid and should not be laughed at or dismissed just because the subject might be a little bit uncomfortable. Amy, I am so proud that you even said the word orgasm. I think you should give yourself kudos for that.
Okay. Anyway, let's move on. So again, take advantage of that special, and because sometimes this doesn't happen overnight. These are natural substances. This is not like artificial hormone replacement therapy. And so it takes some time for your body to be stimulated enough and start producing this and get back into balance. So this is a really great opportunity to get two bottles, buy one, get the second at half price, and that you can try it over a 2-month period. And by the end of that 2 month, you could be starting to see some. But I know that Dave heard a testimonial. I think the lady had spoken with Dave and Dr. Woolfield, and I think it took her almost a year. She had some severe hormone issues, but after a year of taking it, of sticking with the program, she felt amazing. And so, again, I want to remind everybody, these are natural substances. These are not artificial, you know.
And it took
like,
you 45 years to get that way. You know what I mean? For those imbalances to occur. And it was funny because Dr. Mike just kept telling her, no, I'm serious. It's going to work. You just stick with it. And then she'd call back after 90 days and say, you know, nothing yet, doc, you know. And then finally after nine months, she started feeling the effect. And by a year, she said she could tolerate her husband again. She liked sex again. And more importantly, she looked forward to every day again. Like she woke up going, yeah, today is a new day, as opposed to, oh, my God, how am I going to get through this? You know, and that's awesome. That's a beautiful thing.
Exactly. Well, my final words, I just wanted to point out, you don't have to be at that state where you hate life, you hate sex. You know, you don't have to be there before you start taking this product. Again, you can take this product in your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, you know, 50, 60, 70, 80s. You know, it's good for people, adult women of all ages. And, you know, just to remind everybody that hormone balance brings life and vitality back. It helps build muscle tone. It helps your balance and coordination. It brings shine to your hair and suppleness to your skin. So it helps you both on the inside and out. It helps you. It's just like it's a perpetuating thing. You look better. You feel better. You want to do more. You want to exercise. You want to be with your partner. It's just
opposite of a vicious cycle is what you're saying.
Exactly. I don't know what the correct terminology for opposite of a vicious cycle is, but that's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, because that's what you're talking about. That's
like
awesome.
An upward spiral or something.
Everybody who's listening tonight, I think, would agree with me that you did a fantastic job. This information was brilliant. If I could share it, I mean, if I right now could, I have a very short list of maybe 3 or 4 people to share it with because I'm a guy. But ladies, I mean, please do not waste this. This is a gem. Amy did great research, phenomenal information. Great stories as well, by the way, and I hope that people will use it because knowledge, man, it's like any tool, you know, if it sits in the tool shed and you never take it out, it doesn't matter, you know. So use this knowledge, apply it, and benefit from it. So that really is my final word, and I'll let you wrap this up.
Well, great. I just, again, take advantage of the special. If you go online, search for Super Male, I believe it will be available in the shopping cart as of now, or you can call in customer service. Again, the special will run through the end of business on Friday. Again, it's buy one bottle, get the second bottle at half price. We wanted to extend that because we weren't unable to have this call during the month of special. So, again, thank you, Dave, so much. I know you're traveling up to the Oasis for the PHP Academy this weekend. I appreciate you stopping on the side of the road for that. And we will be with everybody again next week. So thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful week.
Great. And thanks again, everyone, for being with us. And we look forward to being with you next Wednesday, where the subject will be...
You know, I'm
so
not
sorry.
Sure of that, because it's not on the calendar yet.
Well, be with us for the mystery subject of the week next Wednesday. And I got picked on the spot. I'm so sorry.
No problem. Thanks, everybody, and we'll
have
be with you next
night.
Week. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.